we're doing for the first time. We started it during the previous presidential election, and basically is to brief them on the electoral process. And it's particularly important this year because we have introduced some new elements: biometric voter registration, biometric verification at the point of the ballot. You need to explain all these things to them, the significance. And so it's to apprise them of the changes that have occurred. Then if they have any concerns about the electoral system, we'll listen to them and try to offer explanations or clarifications, just to assure them that the electoral system has integrity, and that it will record the votes as cast. Basically, this is what it is all about. But it's also an opportunity for them, to meet together, not as adversaries in the field, but as colleagues in an atmosphere where they can chat and, maybe share jokes with one another. That is basically the purpose of the meeting.
Well, Dr. Varejian, some Ghanaians I spoke with seem to express confidence that this year's vote will be better than those that the Electoral Commission has previously organized. What do you think are some of the measures you have put in place or the Electoral Commission has put in place that many Ghanaians can repose confidence in?
Well, the biometric voter registration is a big plus. Because of that, we were able to detect the multiple registrations, and there were quite a lot of multiple registrations. We gave people the opportunity to challenge, as it were, our verdict that they have indulged in multiple registration when we did a public display of the voters register. Now that that is over, I am handing them over to the police, because multiple registration is a punishable offense. That is one thing. We have been able to eliminate the multiple registration. The biometric verification is also very, very important. Previously, people could go and use other people's information to vote. Now that you have to be verified by your biometric information, you cannot use somebody else's biometric information to verify yourself. So what it essentially means is that you cannot use some other person's name to vote. So the people who will be voting will be the authentic registered voters. And these and other things, have given confidence to the people that this election is going to be a very good one.
Some people have expressed concern that the so-called World Bank of political parties, they happen to be shenanigans here and there. How do you reassure Ghanaians that apart from these mechanisms that you put in place, that this election, just like the rest that you've previously organized, will be free, fair, transparent, and credible?
Yeah, I see. If you talk about World Bank, the World Bank does not mean a wrongdoing. It means that the people they identify with a particular political party and will almost literally vote for the party irrespective of the candidate. But nobody can prevent that. And people are referring to Ashanti and the Volta region. The tendency in the past has been for one party to win overwhelmingly in the Volta region and another party to win overwhelmingly in the Ashanti region. I don't think anybody can prevent that. But we are sure that the people who will vote will be authentic voters.